What's up, everybody? Before we really get into this episode, I really want to say that I care about you. And I recognize that God has given me this platform to really be able to educate and really be able to encourage and challenge as well. But I also say that what I don't do enough of is hear from you. I want to be able to serve in ways that are really effective. And I think in order to serve this community, I need to be very intentional about hearing from this community. Now, in order to do that, I've set up a Google form in the description of this episode. And I'll probably keep it in some of the episodes to come. And I want to hear from you. Introduce yourself, or you can keep it anonymous. Tell me about what you struggle with. Tell me about what you want to hear about from this podcast. I'm here for you, and I would love to answer your questions or to speak to different things that you're dealing with in the best way that I possibly can. And I need your help in order to do that. So if you get the time and if you like to do it, I would really appreciate and encourage you to fill that form out. And I'd hope to really just make the necessary changes on this podcast in order to be able to speak to the things that you all really see as relevant to your lives right now, just in a way to encourage you and to reveal more of the knowledge of Jesus Christ to you through that context. So appreciate that. Love you guys. Peace.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
All over the world.
Good morning. It is Monday here on Church Boy Confessions.
He will direct your path.
So what's there to fear again?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to the Church Boy Confessions podcast. I'm your host, Emmanuel Heckey Jr. And welcome to episode 202. Man, hope you guys have had a solid week. I've had an amazing weekend, all right? Technically, it's Sunday for me because I'm recording this. You know, it's a little pre-recorded thing. Sunday for me, Sunday afternoon, daylight saving has come. Hope it hasn't hit you guys too bad. I've had an amazing weekend filled with family, filled with celebration and love and God. And I'm so grateful for it. One of my cousins got married, shout out Chi-Chi. And, you know, just, you know, when everybody's back in town and then we have, you know, church service on Sunday, the next day. It's fantastic. So my heart is full from this weekend, and I love family so much. I love my community so much. I'm so grateful to have my community. We're not a perfect community at all, but I'm just so grateful for my friends, grateful for my cousins, grateful for my parents, my sisters, all that. Shout out to my sister as well, because her birthday was March 5th, which was last Tuesday. And also shout out to Danielle, because technically with me recording on Sunday today, it's her birthday. So yeah, you know, God is good. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Wam too, cause Wam, it's Wam's birthday too. So, you know, I ain't forget Wam. But yeah. Oh snap. My mic is having a mind of its own. Anyways, this is my second time trying to record this episode. All right. Because it didn't come out the quality that I wanted it to come out last time. And, y'all know me, man. Sometimes I can be a perfectionist. And I want things to come out perfectly. So, let me just be fully transparent. Who cares? So, what's been happening is that I got this, like, new setup, right? But, like, the autofocus has been completely off because my camera and the way it's set up, sometimes the focus goes to the light behind me. So, I got this. All right, I got this guy. It's like a, I forgot what it's called, like a monitor of some sort. And this is supposed to tell me, for the most part, when things are not well focused. So if I look down like this, just know, you know what I'm saying? And if you'd like to, hey, all of this is because I don't got, you know, a cameraman. But, you know, if you live in San Diego area, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, you got a little bit of skills, man, hit me up so I could, you know, be recording in peace. Nevertheless, this is a setup right for right now. Okay. But sorry, there was no video. Episode last week, it just wasn't really good quality, and I don't like putting out things that are not good quality. Simple as that. But nevertheless, man, we're here this week and we are going to continue in our series where we are talking about the seven ways that you can tell, you know, that you're depending on God. I do not list these seven ways because these are the only ways. These are just ways I came up with. Let's keep it a bug and I can support with scripture. And I do not list these seven ways to make you feel bad about yourself. I already told you that I am not 7 for 7 when it comes to this. In each and every one of these areas that I'm actually talking about, I can do better. All right. So we are going over these seven ways. We went through three ways last week. What were the three ways from last week? The first one was you're looking at everything in this life and the events of this life through the lens of God's sovereignty, which is very important. Everything wraps around in order to depend on God and have that peace that comes with him. Everything wraps around understanding and perceiving the world through the lens of God's sovereignty. That's one. Number two was praying before you jump into action, which is really important. That shows what you trust in the first person you go to when you're in trouble. And then number three is being anxious for nothing, even when you have something to be anxious about. All right. Because that shows that you trust in God. That shows that you're putting it in his hands and you believe that he's going to take care of you. All three of those ways are, you know, if you're doing that in your life, then it's a good sign that you are depending on Lord. And if you're not, then there's area to grow. All right. But we're going to get to 4, 5, 6, and 7 in this episode. Before I get to that, it's very important that I first thank everybody for coming out to Bible study last week. It was amazing. I really appreciate the conversation that we have in Bible study. And I need you guys to understand, for all the people who come out to Bible study, for all the people who speak up in Bible study, you share your stories, you share your testimonies, and you share advice. I just want you to know that the things that you're doing are very impactful to myself and the other people in Bible study, and it also is a huge part of our mission and what we do as Unassociated, and just to being able to have a space for young people to come together and, you know, learn everything founded on the Word of God. In addition to that, having that Christian advice, that peer learning, that peer advice that we can offer, because we're all going through this life, man. And it's great for us to be able to see how other people might be going through things that we're going through as well. And ultimately, you know, we can kind of help each other out in the places that we're at and also empathize with each other as well in a new way, in a different way. So shout out to all the people who came to Bible study, and also shout out to all the women. It was International Women's Day, I think on Friday, and it was also, you know, Women's History Month, and it's also Women's Month. As we're doing here at Unassociated. So you can look forward to some content. And also we're planning a panel and everything that's going to be happening towards the end of the month. So shout out to all the women. Technically, majority of our community are women. The majority of people in the church are women. So thank you all for holding it down, especially, you know, when men or whatever it might be aren't stepping up in the way that they should. I just want to say really appreciate all the women on Unassociated as well. We're majority women as well. And we're doing this month, and the tagline is defined by his design. And, you know, we're really wanting to help women in our community understand what it means to be a daughter of the Lord. So look out for the content there. Look out for the panel that we have coming towards the end of the month. And I'll have more information for that as soon as possible. All right. So we're going to get into it. Okay. I'll just make sure. I'll make sure it ain't blurry on me now. Okay. So, we're going to get into number 4, man. We're not even gonna waste no time this episode. All right. Like I told you, this is the second time I'm recording this whole thing, man. God is good. God is good. He is my strength. I'm just say it like that. All right. So number 4, the fourth way that you know that you are depending on the Lord is that you are working with and trusting others in a team context, you are working with and trusting others instead of trying to do everything yourself. When I tell you I am not 7 for 7 on this list, this is the perfect reason as to why I'm not 7 for 7, because I am still learning what it means to work as a part of a team. I am not the best teammate ever, all right? I believe that God has kind of put this leadership bone in me. And for a while in my life, I thought leadership was just something that came naturally. You know, you're either gifted or you're not. But even if you are gifted in a certain area, it does not mean that you are good, and you need to humble yourself in order to learn from the Holy Spirit and learn from other people. And this has been a big area for me, to where I've had to humble myself and learn from other people, and also, of course, learn from the Holy Spirit, because God values teamwork. I did an episode on it not too long ago. It's very important that we understand, especially in this very, you know, in this society that we currently have, that continues to perpetuate ideas of self-sufficiency and self, you know, independence and doing everything yourself, self-made billionaire, self-made this, self-made that. First of all, no one is self-made. And I need you to understand that God has never made you to be self-made anything, all right? He has made you to be dependent on him, and he's also made us to work and live alongside other people, all right? That means our communities, that means teamwork at work, in ministry, whatever it might be. God values teamwork, and I'll show you why God values teamwork. Ephesians chapter 4, all right? Verse 11 to 16. I've read Ephesians chapter 4 plenty of times. As a part of, you know, this podcast, because I love it so much, because if anybody ever wants to ask you what the purpose of church is, because church is very important, just tell them to read Ephesians chapter 4, because it gives you the pretty much the entire vision there. All right. It's almost like a vision statement for a nonprofit. From verse 11, and I'm reading the New English Translation. All right. One of the initiatives that I want to have on this podcast is helping people with biblical literacy. So I think that me reading NKJV or KJV can sometimes be confusing. Let me know. Maybe I'm presuming too much. So I'm trying to like simplify some of the, you know, language that I use here, or some of the biblical language that's used here. So we're going to read NET. I love NKJV. We're going to read NET. And the context here is that Apostle Paul is speaking to, of course, the Ephesians on the overall purpose of church. All right. Verse 11 says, and he himself, God, and God himself gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry. That is to build up the body of Christ. All right. God has given different titles, different gifts in church in order for them to work together to build up the community. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, a mature person attaining to the measure of Christ's full nature. I know that's a lot, but essentially think of us obtaining this vision of being united in Christ. We have a healthy knowledge of the Son of God. We have a healthy knowledge of the gospel. We are all together. We're all on the same page in living a Christly life. All right. Verse 14, so we are no longer to be children tossed back and forth by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching, by the trickery of people who craftily carry out their deceitful schemes, but practicing the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Christ, who is the head of the church, right? So verse 14 is basically explaining that we are not going to be people who are easily influenced and easily deceived by every type of doctrine that's out there, all right? Because that's really important. So verse 16, from him the whole body grows, from Christ the whole body grows, fitted and held together through every supporting ligament. You are a supporting ligament of the church. Every supporting ligament, and this is the key part right here, as each one does its part, the body builds itself up in love. As each one does its part. Jesus Christ founded his church, and he founded his church based on the principle that teamwork makes the dream work. He founded his church, and he has given us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has given us gifts, and all of us have a role to play, gifts that we have, so that we do our part in the church for the benefit of all, for us to collectively grow, to be more like Christ, and to be united as one under God. That is Christ's vision for the church, because my God values teamwork, because my God values community, because my God doesn't just love you and doesn't just love me. He loves all of us, and he wants all of us. And for me, this was valuable because I do ministry work. So, you know, and I'd have the habit of trying to do everything myself. Right. I don't trust people to do it because I'm a perfectionist and I want it this way. I want it that way. So then I take things away from other people. I'm not trusting them to do it themselves. You know, I'm not trusting them to succeed, and I just try to do it all myself. But it's funny because you might have a vision of how things are supposed to be, right? Because you're so fixed on reaching this end goal of like, you know, here is, you know, what it's supposed to look like. So I'm just going to get there by any means necessary. You know, I like to make a joke like 2018 LeBron, like, you know, he didn't really have the team with him, but like he went all the way to the finals and was like carrying the team. And because, you know, at the end of the day, it's just about the championship. That's not what ministry work is about. And that's not honestly what life is about, you know, because God is also working on people, including yourself, through the journey. It's not just about getting to the destination. It's about the journey as well. So when he's working through other people and you're so focused on this has to be this way, this has to be that way, you can have a tendency to get in the way of the process that God is working in other people. Right? That's why you have to sometimes take your hand off and trust God. This is where the dependency kicks in. Trust God to move through other people. That's why sometimes depending on God looks like depending on other people. And I know that that could be very uncomfortable for a lot of people, right? Because there are a lot of people that we have depended on in life that have let us down. Absolutely, I am not invalidating those emotions. Those are real emotions. And let me just put a disclaimer here that let everything I'm saying be spirit-led, all right? Pray about it. If you got to fast about it, fast about it. All I'm saying is that there comes a time when really we are trying to control everything in our lives, including other people, and we are not letting God cook. And we are not letting God do. We're not letting God develop other people because we're taking everything away from them in the name of trying to reach a certain level of success. No. God is also like letting his story play out through other people. We say in our heads and we say it, you know, pretty much everywhere. We plaster it on the wall. Like everybody has this idea that everybody has a purpose, right? We always say everybody has a purpose, but we also need to recognize the implications of that. It means that, yes, all right, you're working in a team. You want everything to be perfect. You want to get to this destination, whatever it might be. But it's just like you don't want to trust somebody to do their thing. That maybe they're going to fail. Maybe they're going to mess up. Maybe they're too slow, whatever it might be. But you have to understand that. Let them live that process. Let them go through the path that God is calling them to. Let them fail if they're going to fail. Maybe that failure is a part of their story. Maybe that failure is a part of what God wants them to do. Let them do it wrong. Let them actually live. Give them the space to breathe. Man, maybe instead of trying to take it from that person, you pray for that person. Hello? There's a dependency part again. Depend on God to move through other people because God can move through other people, not just you. And if you think that God can only move through you, we're not just talking about a lack of trust. We're also talking about ego. All right? Teamwork makes the dream work. That's what God wants to see. So let him move through other people. Let him teach them. Let him guide them. Let God have the opportunity to give other people the opportunity to grow, to fail, to try, to do, to challenge, to have victories, right? Because all around, to have victories. I remember UA Day. UA Day, we did it in 2022, I believe. And it was a day that we did an in-person event in order to commemorate, I think it was four years back then. And, you know, you might have fun because you made your tote bags and, you know, we had our worship session and everything. But a worship session, I was pretty good. But, you know, for the majority of that day, I wasn't even present. I was just absolutely blacked out, tired. I can say that I've probably never been that tired of my entire life, with the exception of Hell Week during Pee Wee football, because I was borderline child abuse. But that's an episode. That's a church boy confession. That's a real confession of the church boy. That's for another day, though. But I was completely exhausted. And the shameful part of that is it's not because I didn't have my team. It's not because I didn't have a team. It was because I was a control freak, and I was taking things from other people. And by the grace of God, you know, apologies went out that day. Everything's cool. But God taught me a valuable lesson, valuable lessons. And it's that Emmanuel Heke has a limit. And God has put a limit on me because I am a mere mortal man. And I thank God for that. He helped me to understand that I am a control freak. He helped me understand that I think way too much of what I can actually do, and I could not keep up with doing Unassociated on my own, which is the reason why he's blessed me with an amazing team. I remember that day, and I'll never forget that day. And I'm grateful for my team. And I'm grateful for God allowing me to suffer that, because it's something that I genuinely will never forget. It's not good to be a control freak. The control that we want to have over everything and everyone is the complete opposite of depending on the Lord. And what comes to mind is that I can talk about us controlling people in terms of like teamwork, but it's also a conversation for us to have about when we talk about controlling people, even when it comes to our friendships with unbelievers. Because many of us, we have friends that are non-believers. I don't even have to talk about friends. Some of us, we have family that are non-believers, and we are so passionate. And I love this passion. We are so passionate about making sure that they come to Christ. That is a good desire to have. But it's also very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we understand that there is only so much that we can control. And you and your words does not transform someone's heart to come to know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And I need you to understand that. I need you to understand that, because there is room for us to learn how to depend on the Lord, even when it comes to evangelizing, when it comes to telling our friends about Christ. It is not all on your shoulders, my friend. So please ease up. You can have a conversation about them that is not an on-ramp to the gospel. It's okay. It's okay to have a conversation about them without bringing up Jesus. I love that you bring up Jesus. Like, don't get me wrong. But it's like some of us, you know what I mean? Like, when we try to force it and we try to make everything go this way and that way, and it gets to a point where we're kind of making our evangelism unattractive. And it's not because, you know, of the gospel in and of itself, but it's because of our behavior. And it's because we are trying to control everything. It's because we have put too much. We've made ourselves think that we have a bigger role in this than we actually do. Yes. Tell somebody about Jesus. Yes. Pray for somebody. Yes. Be the good example in somebody's life. But do understand that none of those things are actually going to be what transforms someone's heart. What transforms someone's heart is the Holy Spirit of God. And you're not him. Thank God you are not. So you can take a couple steps back and let God do the work, okay? I know it's bothersome. I know when we start to think about hell, we don't want our loved ones in hell. I get it. I absolutely get it. But do understand that everyone is accountable for themselves. And for you to play a part in this is to evangelize, is to be a good Christian. Be careful of your behavior. Be a good example and let God do the rest, my friend. Don't try to control them. Don't try to force them. Don't try to overfeed them. Don't try to drown them. Trust God to do the rest, man. Seriously, that's what dependency on the Lord looks like. Acknowledging that God is in this with you. Acknowledge that God can move through other people, not just you. Man, let's go to number five, the fifth way that you know that you're depending on the Lord of God. I'm sorry. What? The fifth way that you know that you're depending on the Lord, I don't know what I'm talking about, is shutting your laptop and taking a day off, all right? Shutting your laptop as in just taking a day off, rest, all right? My cousin, shout out Kalechi, she always posts these posts that says shuts laptop till Monday on Fridays. I love them. It's such a vibe. And yeah, we should all have that vibe. Shout out Kalechi. Shutting the laptop until Monday, right? Just being able to take a day off. And what I'm so encouraged by in order to take days off, in order to actually rest. My cousin has said it. You know, I read it in the book as well. I've heard different people say it, and I'm going to take it as well. It's the saying that you are not the savior, all right? You cannot save the world. I'm not saying that to bruise your ego. I'm not saying that to make you feel bad about your plan for social impact. I'm not saying don't chase after social impact. All I'm saying is that we need to understand that we are mere mortals. We are human beings, all right? One day you will die. That's the reality of it. Unless Jesus comes back, rapture happens right now, one day you will die. And guess what? This world will continue going. And vast majority of the people on this planet won't even be thinking about you. I don't say that to make you feel small. I don't say that to make you feel like your life has no meaning. I say that for you to understand it's okay to take one day off. You are not the glue that holds this earth together. You are not the savior of this earth. There is one savior. There is one glue. There is one sovereign king, and his name is Jehovah Jireh. His name is Yahweh. His name is Jesus Christ. It's not yours. It's not Phil, all right? Sorry if your name's Phil. But it's important for us to know that, man. Be able to take the day off. Sometimes us and our hard work, especially in this hustle and bustle culture where you're supposed to, you know, do everything and stay up late every day and work every day in order to chase after your dreams, whatever it might be. You know, we kind of put off this idea of rest, or we see these successful people talk about how they made it and clawed their way to the top. Bro, please don't be distracted by that nonsense. Self-made this, self-made that, self-made billionaires. Nobody is self-made. And let me tell you something. You were not created and put on this planet in order to be self-made. You were created on this planet to depend on God and to live in community, my friend. That is not, no one is actually self-made, and you were not created to be self-made. So please take the pressure off yourself. And if anybody's telling you that they're self-made, they're a liar. Tell them man said that. Tell them I said it. Psalm 127 verse 1 to 2 says, if the Lord does not build a house, then those who build it work in vain. If the Lord does not guard a city, then the watchman stands guard in vain. It is vain for you to rise early, come home late, work so hard for your food. Yes, he provides those whom he loves, even he provides for those whom he loves, even when they sleep. Now, this is not a verse saying go and be lazy. I'm not telling you to be lazy. But what's very important for us to understand is that we can work hard, but the hard work in this life is not what just gets you all of these blessings. The Bible says all good and perfect things, gifts, come from above. You are a recipient. You are a beneficiary of God's grace. You might say, oh, what about the people who are not believers? No. I'm not. Understand, they are beneficiaries of God's grace too. Because God has that common grace. There are blessings that flow not just to believers, but also believers non-believers as well. So understand that, my friend. There's this song by Mercy Chinwo and I think it's Nathaniel Bassey. It's Tobechuku. And this verse I really like, it says, when I was worried and couldn't sleep, he was working behind the scenes. I love that verse. I'm not saying go sleep all day. I'm not saying don't do any work, because there's extremes to everything. What I am saying is that we need to make sure that in this life we're depending on the Lord. And a lot of us are doing the complete opposite, because we work with anxiety. We work because we feel like it's all on us. We work because we think that it's just purely our work that will bring about the grace gifts that God gives us, the promotion that God gives us. But look at this, Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. My friend, I'm not saying don't work hard. That's the next one. We finna get to the next one. I'm just saying, when you're hustling, because that's the culture, we gotta hustle, whatever. I just hope that your hustle is spirit-led, all right? I hope that, big hustle guy, as you're hustling, you give the time to acknowledge the Holy Spirit. You give the time for the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And when the Holy Spirit says, hey, put things down and trust, give me one day out the week and trust me to empower you to handle everything in 6 days instead of seven. When the Holy Spirit tells you that and prompts you to put things down, I got this, then put it down. And if you don't put it down, all I'm saying isn't really the point of this whole episode, is that you're not really dependent on the Lord. Last episode, we talked about how sin, if we're going to summarize sin, is it pushes us in the direction of self-sufficient independence from the Lord. That's not how you were made. That's not what God wants. All right? Let's go to number six. We're almost there. Number six. It's kind of the other side of the coin. How you know you are depending on the Lord is that you can work on an empty tank because God is your strength. Now, let me back it up, because now, you know, on the surface level, it sounds like I'm being a bit, you know, contradictory to my previous statement. Am I supposed to work hard, Emmanuel, or am I supposed to rest? Well, that's where the self-evaluation comes in. I want you to talk with the Holy Spirit and ask him, are you the type of person that's working yourself down to the bone because you don't trust God? Or are you the type of person who you wake up and any little thing can make it so you're not in the mood to do any type of work, and now you're just, you know, oh, I'm too tired to do this, I'm too tired to do that. What I'm telling you, and I need to be very clear, is that when I say rest and when I say depend on the Lord, that doesn't mean that you never work hard and you never work yourself to the bone, that you never, no, right? Context is very important here. Self-evaluation is very important here. The mindset you have is very important here. I'm just really calling out the manifestations of the mindsets you have in this episode. It's a certain mindset, right, that you have to work yourself to the bone and not trust God. There's a certain mindset you have to not trust God to be your strength. Because hard work is needed in the kingdom. Let me tell you, man, I be serving at my church. It's hard work. What am I going to say that, oh, I'm not supposed to be doing this because I should be depending on the Lord? No, it's hard work. And we have the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 talking about the hard work that he had to put in. He and other apostles put into the ministry. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3 to 7. Verse 3 says, we don't want people to find anything wrong with our work. Talking about him and the apostles. We don't want anybody to find anything wrong with our work. So we do nothing that will be a problem to others. But in every way, we show that we are servants of God. We never give up, even though we face, what do they face? Troubles, difficulties, and problems of every kind. Wow. We are beaten and thrown into prison. Wow. People get upset at us and fight against us. Excuse me. We work hard. And sometimes we get no sleep or food. Whoa. Verse 6. We show that we are God's servants by our pure lives, by our understanding, by our patience, and by our kindness. We show it by the Holy Spirit, by genuine love. Hello. Verse 7. By speaking the truth. And by, look at this, depending on God's power. This right way of living has prepared us to defend ourselves against every kind of attack. Listen, when it comes to working hard and when it comes to resting, there needs to be a balance, and that balance is obedience to the Lord. That's what it is. That's really what it is. It's obedience to the Lord. So understand, that's the dependent part. When it's time, when God tells us to work hard, we work hard. When God tells us to rest, we rest. In order to do both, you have to depend on the Lord. You have to depend on him to give you that extra in your tank when your tank is empty, and you have to depend on him to take care of the work while you rest. Let your hustle be spirit-led. That's what I'll tell you. Let it be spirit-led. Inquire with the Lord. Inquire with the Lord every day. Inquire with the Lord every week. Inquire with the Lord when you're putting out your schedule for the week. Inquire with him. Come on now. The word said, I believe in Matthew chapter 10, we read it like a couple episodes ago, that two sparrows can't fall to the ground apart from your father's will. He knows every hair that's on your head. He has it accounted for. Not my head, apparently. I'm telling you, man, he cares about your schedule. He cares about how much you work and how much you rest. He cares. Isaiah 40:29 says, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. That's number 6. And now it's on the number 7. All right. Last one. All right. The 7th way that you know that you're depending on the Lord is that you are chasing after him, your relationship with him, rather than chasing after the things of this world. And you know why? You know why this is a sign of you being dependent on the Lord? Is because you believe that everything that you could possibly be chasing to attain in this earth, you can receive from the Lord. It's very important that we understand, because we live in a world where people are seeking after material things, but really they're seeking after the things behind the material things, the joy, the peace, the security, all these different things. Let me tell you that my God created all of those different things. He created pleasure. He created joy. He created peace. He created comfort. And we live in a world where people are chasing after everything but God in order to obtain these things. They chase after the sex and the money and the material things and the drugs and the alcohol. Right? I'm not mad at you for wanting joy and peace and all these good things. Good, you should want those things. If you didn't want those things, I think something's wrong with you. But where you go to get them, that's where I'm concerned. That's where we should be concerned. That's where we need to scrutinize. Because I asked you the question, and this is that question that God asked me. Who's the one that created these things? Who's the one that created joy? Who's the one that created peace? Who's the one that created comfort? Who is the one that created pleasure? I tell you, man, there are some of us that are so anxious about our lives. We're so anxious about our futures because we want to have these things, and we are scared that we are not going to have these things. But I'm telling you, if you have God, my friend, calm down. Calm down. Because your friend, your best friend, your father, your God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, that loves you and cares about you, created these things. Surely, surely, he can give them to you. The problem is some of us, that's all we want in life. Right? Because we think that's all life is about. So even when God wants us to go through the valley, no, I don't want to go through the valley. It's uncomfortable. So then we run to the things of this world that will give us comfort. But I'm telling you, man, you got to have that trust. You got to have that faith that even when you're in the valley, and maybe there's not a whole much, you know, things going on in your life where you have peace and you have joy, so on and so forth. I'm telling you, that is the opportunity for you to get even in a deeper level of your relationship with the Lord and still experience that joy and that peace in the valley. And then even more when you get on the other side of it, I tell you, man, that is a God that I serve. Do understand, man, that this life of being a Christian is not going to be suffering forever, my friend. I know you're suffering right now. I know you're going through it right now. I tell you, man, but I need you to understand that the true promises of God, man, there are many promises that might not happen right now, but they will be fulfilled in the next one, my friend, in the next life. And that's the hope that we have. Our hope is not just for everything here on this planet. Sure, you can have blessings. Sure, you can have promises come to fruition here. But truly, things will be complete in the next one, my guy. The next one. The next one. That's why it says we got to walk by faith and not by sight, man. Because according to sight, we don't see the next one. If everybody saw the next one, I'm sure everybody would be walking down this narrow road. But I'm telling you, brother, I'm telling you, sis, God is the creator of that joy and that pleasure and that comfort that we are seeking after. And he has it and he wants to give it. Come unto me, all those who burden and have a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He has given us eternal life through his son. Come on. Look, read Revelations. What is it? 21. Read about his plan for your future, for my future, for our future. It's a place of zero pain, zero sorrow, zero crying. That is the future that he has for you. That is something that is guaranteed. Depending on the Lord looks like recognizing that these things you are chasing after the world, he actually has. Read Matthew chapter 6. when he says, hey, don't store up treasures on this planet that can be destroyed. Store it up in heaven where nobody can destroy it, because you got treasures in the next life, my friend. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. We full circle back to two episodes ago. Full circle. Matthew 6. Second half of Matthew 6, Jesus is pleading his case. Hey, seek me first. Don't be distracted by mammon. Don't be distracted by material things. Don't be distracted by the treasures. Stay focused on me. And not only is that the righteous thing to do, it is legit the better investment. Let me tell you, man, and I'll close here. I have been depending on God right now in this season of my life more than I ever have. And let me say like this. There's a lot of things that are challenging, and there is a lot of responsibility on my plate. If someone would have given me this responsibility 2 years ago, maybe even last year, I'd be in a bad place right now. But before God began to elevate me to where I'm at now, he made sure that I needed to understand. Emmanuel, you got to depend on me. Emmanuel, you got to prioritize our one-on-one time. Emmanuel, you got to keep your eyes on me. And when I tell you, it is so amazing when you start to discover why God says the things that he told you in the past. It is amazing when he tells you certain things and you don't know exactly why, but then you just listen to him and then you start to see exactly why he told you those things. Some people need evidence, empirical evidence of God. When I tell you, I have enough myself of the way that he has worked in my life. I am a witness of the goodness of the Lord. I am a witness of his sovereignty. I am a witness of his wisdom. I am a witness of his understanding. I am a witness that God cares for me and loves me. That's all I need. Listen, I have felt a certain peace where it's like, oh, snap, that just happened. Oh, man. Dang. Okay, well, God's in control. God's still here. God still loves me. God is still on the throne. God, okay, cool. All right, bet. How does God want me to react to this? Oh, be anxious for nothing? Okay, cool. All right. Cast my cares on him? Okay, cool. Okay, all right, cool. Bet. All right, fine. This sucks, but God knew it was going to suck before he sent it my way. He knows what he's doing. Man, two-part episode, 7 ways that you know you're depending on the Lord. I just want to thank you guys. This was needed. I needed this. I'm sure others needed it as well. Like I said, none of this is supposed to make you feel bad about where you're at. All of this is meant to challenge you. Don't crack. Rise up to the challenge. Don't be intimidated. When I tell you these things and challenge you to be better, do understand that I know that you can't do it. Hello, I can't do it either. And we have not got to where we're at today because we've done it. We are where we are today, and we will be where we're at tomorrow. And we will accomplish these things and grow in these areas because of the Spirit of God that's in us. Remember what Apostle Paul said? We do all these things depending on God's power. All right, so we have to depend on God in order to depend on him better. I kid you not. It's circular. I don't make the rules. Depend on God to help you be a better child, a better servant, a more reliant servant. Let's pray, man. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you so much for your goodness. I thank you so much for your mercy, your love. Father, I thank you, Lord, because you are a faithful God. I thank you, Lord, because of this two-part series that we've done, Lord. There are different areas where we know that we can grow. And I just pray you help us not to be complacent. Help us to depend on you. Help us to look to you, oh God, in everything, Lord. From the small things in our lives to the big things in our lives, oh God. Father, you are relevant to every single aspect of our lives, oh God. Sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we think that you're the person we go to church for, person we go to Bible study for, person we do nice things periodically for, and then we come, oh, God, whatever. No, God, you are everywhere. You are with us everywhere, oh God. And you care about everything that we do, and you want us to depend on you, not just during the hard times, but even just during every day, oh God, just to depend on you, to acknowledge you, oh God. Help us to acknowledge you in prayer, acknowledge you in teamwork, Father, to acknowledge you in our evangelism, Father God, to acknowledge you on a rest day, on a hard working day, to depend on you, oh God, for strength, for joy, for peace, for comfort, Father, for everything, Lord, for you saving our friends, our unbelieving friends, Father God, for you just seeing us through and delivering us from our troubles, oh God, we need you. And I thank you because we have you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Woo! Devil was not finna let that. Nah, he wasn't gonna stop this episode from coming out. I tell you that much, man. We still good. We're good. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Happy Women's Month. And I hope you guys have an amazing week. And I'll see you guys next week.